dun 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 dun. You don't want to be here, do you?
No.
Okay, I'll go.
And then, whoa, we swap bodies.
Ready?
Whoa.
Whoa! How do you manage that? Roll the intro!
Hello and welcome back to Who's There, a Marvels podcast. It's a show where two YouTubers talk together and talk about the Marvels.
Hello everyone, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, you can stop
I can stop now.
Knock it off.
Okay.
Shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Who's There, a Doctor Who podcast for special episode number 10, I think this is.
Really? The big 1-0?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
And we're doing this one very slightly differently. There's a few reasons. We'll have explained this in the main Doctor Who podcast, which is where you'll all have come from, no doubt. But this is going to be, or planning to be going out when The Marvels comes out on Disney+. Patrons, you'll have seen this early. I'm not saying we'll keep this up as a future pattern because we've said we don't want to paywall episodes. Maybe down the line we might do the odd special episode, but never a Doctor Who one. Point being, because we're in the middle of all the 60th specials, we've done some in-person content, and we didn't want this to come out first. We've done it slightly differently. Plus, by the time we're recording this, the novel's been out for 2 weeks, and it's already not doing too hot at the box office.
So, aye.
I think we may as well make the most of the recording. We don't have time to do two Doctor Who episodes, so I thought why don't we do a Doctor Who one and a special one in person, and chat about the Marvels for 20-25 minutes, because I was very excited for this film. I think you knew that.
Yes, of course I knew that.
Captain Marvel is one of my faves.
Yeah, why do you like Captain Marvel so much?
She's hot. No, seriously. I don't know what it is. I really loved her first film. I was quite excited about it coming out with it tying into Avengers Endgame and stuff, and also the Skrulls as characters. I knew going into that. I mentioned this as Secret Invasion. Really liked the film. I thought Brie Larson played her brilliantly, even though people didn't seem to agree at the time. Whatever. It just became one of my favourite superheroes with Iron Man and Black Widow, but then they both died, so I only really have Captain Marvel and Spider-Man. Spider-Man's weird, though, because I don't even really think of him as, like, a favourite superhero, because he's just, like, almost his own thing that I just love.
It is almost its own thing.
Yeah,
very much legally it is.
Yeah, true. So, yeah, I just really like Captain Marvel, and I was really excited for seeing her team up with Miss Marvel in particular, just because how big that is in the comics of Miss Marvel looking up to Captain Marvel and then meeting, like, I want to see that.
Yeah, so, cool.
I was very excited for this film.
Well, that's good.
Whereas, I don't think you were particularly excited.
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't know. Well, the thing is, for some reason, I'm a sheep, and word of mouth means a lot to me. And I've heard no one, bar you, talking about the Marvels.
Talking about it full stop.
Yeah, talking about full stop. I don't know. It's sad because it used to be like my friends. We'd be having group chats to go and see, you know, X-Men: Days of Future Past, Avengers: Endgame, and all that. Nothing for the Marvel. So I was glad that Troy took me, my girlfriend, and his lovely mum out to the cinema to see the Marvels. That was nice.
It was lovely.
My hype was not there, shall we say.
I do think that was impacted by the strike. I've been thinking about this. I think the lack of a press tour and the lack of getting viral clips from a press tour to remind people about the film on TikTok and all that really hurt it.
Oh, absolutely.
It breaks my heart that the strike ended literally the day after the red carpet premiere.
Yeah.
They didn't get to see the film on the red carpet. It's heartbreaking.
I think a lot of people were saying, and I'm sure you would have agreed, that the three main cast doing interviews and stuff would have been class.
Especially Iman.
Yeah.
Like, she would have been... Oh, right, okay. Let's do what we always do. Let's start off with an overall impression score out of 10. What would you give out of 10 for Marvels?
Oh, gosh.
No, go on.
Look, mate, we're looking at, like... Oh, like a four or five. Out of 10, maybe.
Okay, I was expecting more like a 6. Because you came out, you're like, it's all right. Oh, yeah.
It was all right. Like, it's passable.
Oh, dear.
Ish.
Because for context, because you've not seen many people talk about it, everyone I've seen talk about the film really liked it.
Yeah.
The main letdown was the villain.
Yeah.
Everyone talked about not liking the villain, but, like, the chemistry of the characters and the shorter length of the film made it kind of work better. Which I am, for the record, in the camp with. I give it about 7.5, 8 out of 10. I don't think it's perfect by any means, but just the three of them together carries it for me, that energy. Yeah.
Well, look, that's like the main positive for me out of all of it. I thought that the main three were good, but I think even with the shorter runtime, I still felt it dragged a bit.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think mainly it was... I don't think you needed Sam Jackson and the space thing and the cats. I think the whole story would have worked much better if we kind of delved into each one of the characters and them forming the team, forming that relationship. I would have taken that over this side, because for some reason I feel like Marvel movies always need to have this, well, like any TV show, I suppose, that has to have some kind of B plot. But I think the B plot shouldn't have been getting the people from the spaceship or whatever, doing that, like, that was fun, whatever. But I think the B plot maybe should have been a more internal conflict between the girls for some, like, I think there could have been something more focused there for me. But, like, as I said, yeah, the three of them I thought were great. What's her name? Kamala Khan.
Yeah.
Miss Marvel was an absolute highlight.
Yeah.
And, I know we say the three carried. I think she carried it. I think she...
Oh, yeah. She was
a breath of fresh air, and I enjoyed that they had the family inclusion at the start as well.
And it was her first movie role in Marvel.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely. And I think she absolutely crushed it. I thought that was good. That was a highlight. But
absolutely.
A lot of the stuff surrounding it, I mean, it's kind of give or take for me. I'm glad it wasn't called Captain Marvel 2, because it wasn't Captain Marvel 2.
I've thought a lot about that. I really have. And I think the plot was enough surrounding Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
That I think you could have called it that. Because it was all about the consequences of her actions destroying the Supreme Intelligence and the fallout from that. But I think it worked better having other characters there. I don't know what the idea was in the studio. They said they always wanted to do a sequel with other characters and have a team up. They'd always planned that. I don't know if that's true. But I think it was intriguing seeing them put the three of them together and kind of still have it a bit of a Captain Marvel-esque plot.
Because
otherwise it would have felt a bit random if it was just a random enemy that didn't really tie to any of it. It would have felt more like what's going on here?
The direct link there. And they did do stuff with Brie Larson. As we said, I think she is more Brie Larson in this film.
Yeah. There were a few moments, especially her talking to Nick Fury about like how she started at teleporting, and she was much more kind of like animated.
This is great. I don't know. I think it was just fine. The main issue I kind of have is I think it's at a point where it's not as accessible.
Anymore. Right, yeah, because you just said about not setting up the characters, and I want to defend that, because obviously there are individual projects where they got set up, so they can't spend tons of time on it.
But I think it's at the detriment to the film. Like, so you're telling me, Troy, if I took my girlfriend, who hadn't seen anything, by the way, so she would have had to have watched WandaVision, which she did.
I think WandaVision is the one that's least necessary here.
All right, well, anyway.
But no, WandaVision. Yeah.
Miss Marvel, Secret Invasion, and to enjoy
need to have seen Secret Invasion.
To enjoy the cliffhanger Hawkeye.
Do you know what? Honestly, I would even argue you wouldn't have needed to have seen Hawkeye, because you could just be like, it's another superhero, and even then you're like, oh, they're setting up Young Avengers. Yeah, but if you know Kate Bishop, that's better.
And then have some kind of understanding of the X-Men. I don't know. There was just a lot.
Mm.
There's a lot going on, and the previous Captain Marvel movie, obviously.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that's quite a list of things in order to appreciate the movie fully. So what I feel like the main criticism I have is that this feels like your mid-series finale. This feels like...
That very much feels like one of those,
Like, so this... I don't know. It's fun, and the one... I'll get to it, but there was a moment I genuinely was like, "Oh, here we go." But for a lot of it, I don't know. It just felt like, okay, there's a lot of things happening, but I think there is a better film in there. I think it wasn't necessarily as tonally consistent as it could have been. I think. Maybe it was more totally consistent than, say, Thor: Love and Thunder, because I think genuinely there's a much better story in Thor: Love and Thunder than what is presented. But I think I really think they could have narrowed down and given us more of a kind of sisterhood piece than what we got.
Okay,
that's my two cents. That's my
intriguing.
Two cents. That's where I'm at. I don't think it's a bad film by any means. It felt like a TV show.
Yeah. So it's not about, like, obviously having to watch the shows. Like, from my perspective, and I know this is the perspective of someone who's seen the show, so it's a biased take, But I think for Kamala, they did a good job opening the film with her and setting up that she was a fan of Captain Marvel, because that was really all you needed to know about Kamala.
Yeah.
I think that was enough. Miss Marvel as a show, I don't think you need to have seen it to enjoy the film. From my perspective, thinking about what ties into it, because have you seen Miss Marvel?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had seen it in the end, because we didn't do a special episode, so I'm trying to...
Well, I never finished it. I think I got everywhere right. Bar the finale.
Like, I liked Miss Marvel. I think the opening and the closing episodes were the best, the strongest. Yeah. It dipped a bit in the middle. But, like, apart from mentioning that the bangle helped her travel through space-time at one point, like, you just know she's a super fan, and that sums it up. WandaVision, again, I think you could get away with not knowing who Monica is. Because at this point, there's so many superhero people anyway, that it's kind of like, oh, this is a person who can do this, cool, whatever. All right, I'm there, I'm down. Mm. So... I think both of those are passable. Captain Marvel, definitely. But the sad one, like you said, Secret Invasion. What the hell? There's not a single tie-in. Other than at the end of Secret Invasion, Nick Fury mentions to his wife, if you haven't seen Secret Invasion, he's got a wife, you wouldn't know. Was like, oh, the Kree are open to peace talks. That's it. And as I said to you, what did I say to you before the film about Skrulls? I made a comment.
Oh, yeah, you said that there's one Skrull character that should have been old mate. Ben Mendelsohn.
Emperor Droge.
Yeah.
Who was just such a unnecessary, nothing character. You should have had Talos there. Well, and that could have been
I don't know. I feel like there could have been so much more heart in this story. And there were some, like, good moments. I enjoyed, like, the motivation of Captain Marvel, I felt, was good. Like, that entire thing, I thought was really, really good. And I enjoyed... that, and the big moment in the film where Monica gets trapped on the other side, like, that was some, you know, doomsday stuff right there.
That got me a little bit first. Yeah. I was like, oh wow.
Well, really? I thought, like, the movie is so quick.
Mm.
Like, it doesn't really mess around. And so just having that moment of silence there once Monica is trapped on the other side, I was like, finally, you know, so
where you were like, we're cooking?
Yeah, this is where I was like, okay, right. We're cooking here. This is what
I
want.
And then the film ended.
ended. But yeah, so I don't know. It, like, as I've said to you, just it kind of felt like, yeah, your mid-series TV show rather than a full feature film. That's where I'm at.
You know what? I've thought about this a little bit. I think I'm very much the kind of the Marvel mega fan, as you know.
Is he?
I'm at the point where I almost kind of look at these movies not even as standalone things, but as, like, episodes of a show.
Yeah.
So, which kind of ties into what you're saying, where I'm just like, I'm on for whatever it is. I'm keen to see where the story goes, if it's more of, like, a bi-plot thing, because some movies don't tie into it. It's like a Doctor Who episode. Some episodes don't really tie into the series, but they're just there for vibes.
Mm.
Like, that's how I look at it, which I know is very much, some people will listen to that and go, oh, he's consumer, he just played the... I like the story, I like being invested.
Yeah, no.
So, well, I get that. Look at it as an episode, I go, oh, this is interesting, you've set up that this is coming later on. Like, I'm kind of invested in the wider picture, which is different to you, as you've said, because you don't have the word of mouth, so you're going in wanting to watch an isolated film.
Yeah.
So I can get what you're saying. As an isolated film, it's not amazing.
Yeah.
I back that. I get
that.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Wow, I get you completely.
Cool.
But I like, for me, it's an episode of the Marvel saga, which I am one of apparently very few people at this point who's still invested in it, whatever.
Yeah.
With one of my favourite characters, with a good soundtrack. And again, I've said this to my mum, I love it that Marvel films are starting to use the same music in their trailers as in the film.
Yeah, I appreciated that.
Did it with Guardians of the Galaxy with two different trailer songs. Did it with the Marvels with Intergalactic Planetary, which is the first Beastie Boys song I've properly heard and is, like, probably going to be on top of my Spotify Wrapped or near it at the end of the year.
No, that felt strange. And to give the film some credit, I don't think it was, like, the best directed Marvel movie ever, but the fight scenes with the whole switching body, like, that
they
that was the highlight there. Absolutely.
On the topic of direction, I will say, I'm gonna break my own thing here, couple of shots that were very green screeny CGI-y. And I was like, there's one of Captain Marvel with Goose when they fly over the grey planet, and I'm like, oh wow, that is so clearly a blurry background with you on wires. There are a couple I noticed. And also, I tapped you on the shoulder when Monica goes to run up to Darben. There's one shot where it's like,
she's running,
it's focused
funny
on it, and she's just like this, and I'm like, dude, like, cut the camera or something. It's just a really weird run.
It was strange.
It's a strange choice.
Very, very strange.
Yeah.
No, there were some strange choices.
There were some great shots in it, but not so good.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I think, like, I understand the cat scene. Let's talk about the cat scene.
So I love this.
I know.
I'm putting that on the
record.
I know you
do.
I have not laughed that much in a Marvel film in a while because it was just such a goofy thing.
I don't know. There's a bit. there's a bit in films where I feel like it has to be justified or like a payoff or something. And they kind of set up Goose and whatever and what was going on. And then it was pregnant, I'm assuming. It was like bloated.
And I have to set context. I knew there were going to be fleur kittens in this. I mean, I'd seen the trailers, but I got a couple of pops. You know, those collector core boxes you get where like every couple of months they give you a couple of pops and a t-shirt. Yes. I think I've shown them occasionally. Yeah. The point is, I got one for the Marvels, and one of the pops was Goose with fleur kittens.
Right.
So I kind of had that in the back of my head already. And then when there was an egg, I was like, oh, they're going to be fleur. Okay, right. So I kind of knew that going in, which may change my perspective.
So, I mean, that's fine or whatever. That felt very much more like Guardians of the Galaxy, because that world is kind of like gross and weird, and I don't have, you know,
Oh, and that's why Goose was eating chairs and cushions and stuff, if you hadn't realised, because Goose laid them out as like bedding for the eggs. I noticed that on the second watch through.
Oh, right.
So,
oh,
well, I didn't catch that first time.
No, that's okay. Well, that's
so there was a bit more thought
neat.
Into that.
Yeah, there's a bit more thought. And the singing thing, I don't know.
Right.
I could take it or leave it.
My mom said that's the one thing in the film she really didn't like.
Yeah.
She felt like it took her out of the film. And personally, I'm in the middle of it. Do you know what I think it is? I think if they hadn't had the scene, I think that was Brie Larson singing. My mum's convinced it's not. I think it was because she's had an album at one point.
Well, yeah, Brie Larson can sing.
Yeah.
Brie Larson can definitely sing.
The scene of her and Prince Yan, who's Seo Jun Park, I think is his name, the actor.
Mm.
Those two singing, I could take or leave. I'm like, at that point, I was like, if you'd stopped there and not done that and just had the bit of them like in a dance with Kamala getting in the vibes, I was like, I'd be fine with that. I think maybe the extra bit was a bit too much.
Yes.
But I did really like that Monica kind of like wasn't absorbed into it at all. And then by the time they finished singing, she was just like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was good.
I think. So
there's good elements to it. But yeah, if they cut that out, I would have been quite
happy. Well, I was worried that the entire time they're on the planet, they were going to be singing like, we need to get out
of here. As she went East bilingual, I was like, oh, okay, we're good.
Thank goodness.
Which, by the way, I like that as a joke.
No, I thought that's where they were going to go. Because I'm like, there's no way they're going to sing their way through this scene.
Tar Ben lands and she's like, I'm going to kill you. So the hammer down.
We need to save everyone.
Yeah.
There's people dying.
Which, speaking of, can we talk about Dar Ben, the villain?
Yeah. I didn't realise that was their name.
Oh, dear. Played by Zoe Ashton, who is Tom Hiddleston's real-life fiancé. So, you know, both of them have had big roles in Marvel this
year.
And
Into the Dalek Lady? Is that the same?
She was. She was Journey Blue
Into Journey
the Dalek.
Yeah. She's probably better than that, maybe. I don't know. She was... actually, Troy, for the most part, I didn't mind the villain. I kind of enjoyed the motivation that it played into the first one, and that they viewed her as, what do they call it? The Destroyer?
The Annihilator.
The Annihilator. I quite enjoyed that being the motivation, but my goodness, they got rid of her pretty quickly.
And I'm still trying to get my head around it. I'm still trying to understand why her slamming the bangles together killed her but didn't kill Kamala.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm thinking it's because of Kamala's like hard light powers, like the bangles just work better with her.
Yeah,
It's not very well explained.
No.
So I think, the motivation's really good, but she's also not in the film enough, and she just becomes another one of these villains that's, like, there to create some conflict, and then is just taken off the board immediately.
Yeah.
She's like Whiplash in Iron Man 2, Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
He's there to cause a bit of chaos, then he's gone later on, it doesn't matter.
And then that's it.
They're there for the sake of needing a villain, rather than them actually befitting the story,
I think like the setup was there. I kind of just wished they spent more time. That's what they should get rid of the spaceship stuff. Spend more of the time on the three girls and the villain.
Yeah,
and give her some kind of redeeming quality. There was no redemption at all for
her. What did you think about that? Had them agreeing to work together to save Hala, and then her immediately getting the hammer and trying to crush Kamala's skull. Did you expect her to suddenly turn them again, or did you think she might have gone along? Because I was of two minds.
I don't know. It could have been. Maybe the better ending if they agreed and then they had to kind of face the bigger fear. You remember her, what was the main villain's name?
Johnny
Blue. Yeah. Her assistant, the boy that was in it for a while.
Just vanishes after a bit.
Yeah. It would have been cool if maybe she finally got on side of the Marvels and he was like, what are you doing? And then they had to he rallied the troops and went against him, and maybe she died in the crossfire and was like, I don't know, they built a statue for her and whatever. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know. I just think, as we say, there are so many good pieces here.
Mm.
I don't quite know if it went quite as cohesively as we wanted.
Yeah.
And it kind of, it felt like mid-series finale.
A Good Man Goes to War of Marvel.
Not quite.
Okay.
Good Man Goes to War is quite a character piece.
Okay, I'll give you that.
But yeah,
fair enough.
But
very
that's
interesting.
But it's
to hear
not,
your
I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. Troy.
No, no.
I want you to know that.
I feel like you're trying to say that to Lamy. Well, I know. You're fine. You're all good.
But the best part of that day was you taking me around Liverpool and us going to the movies together. That was the better experience of the film. That was the better experience than the film. Yes.
Yeah.
But
okay,
yeah.
Fair.
It was fine.
Fair. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Cool.
What do you reckon?
I don't like it, but I'll accept it now.
That's my thoughts on the film. Mm-hmm. Give me your summary of the film.
It's pretty much what I said when we opened it, really. I really enjoyed the film. I just think the villain could have been better. If you made the villain better, I think I wouldn't have had much problem. Maybe cut down the singing bit a little bit, give us more to do with Darben. Would have had a really, like, close to amazing piece on our hands there.
Are you fine with the whole Samuel L. Jackson's space?
Yes.
You're fine with that?
It because I like his interaction with the Flerkins. I really like Kamala's family having been, like, a bit of that part of that B-plot and blending in with them. I have no issues with any of that.
But I think the only tying factor of it is that the fact that the family's there. If they're not there, the story could almost run without it.
You can still have the Flerkit and stuff without them, really. So I don't know.
Yeah, but that like, but that doesn't impact the story. That was just getting those people out of the spaceship, right? Like,
but that was as a result of Darben trying to suck the power out of the sun that drained the power on the space station. So they did connect.
I'm sure that caused other problems around the world too that we didn't need to see.
Yeah, it shut down our podcast.
It did.
Internet went down.
Yeah, internet were like, oh gosh, we were blaming Riverside, but it's actually the sun.
Yeah, it's actually Darben.
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 Darbenny.
What a name. Darben.
Darbenny.
Where's my Darbenny?
Orphan 55. Marvel 55. There we go.
Oh, nice.
Probably
nice.
Is about the 55th Marvel thing.
What's fun. After this? Not much.
So next up is Echo, which is the TV series. Comes out in January, all episodes at once.
Wow.
Which, have you seen the trailer?
No.
That actually looks really good.
I've heard we're actually excited.
Well, that's the thing. I thought we've got 3 minutes left. We're bringing this up. This is good. We're wrapping this up. We're still doing the third. Oh yeah, for the context, this only records in 30 minute chunks.
30 second chunks.
We explained it in the proper Doctor Who episode, which depending on which one you've seen this in, you may or may not know. But no, I was looking at Echo as kind of like she was an interesting character in Hawkeye. I didn't need a TV show about her.
Mm.
I was like, we knew that Dick Kingpin and Daredevil were going to be in it. I was like, I'm watching it for them. And I think Marvel also know people are going to be doing that.
Yeah.
So that's why they're doing all 5 episodes at once. And when they said that, I was like, oh, they haven't got a lot of faith in this, which other people have said. But the trailer came out, and it looks brilliant. It looks like Kingpin's a really integral part of the story, and it's like their relationship since she was a kid.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of Daredevil
cool.
in there, but
that's cool.
Watch the trailer. Really looks good.
Okay.
And I will ask you if you want to binge the show, if you want to do a special episode on it, because I think they could cook. Actually, it's not entirely impossible based on Disney Plus dates whether that'll come out before the Marvels does. It could.
I don't know.
Oh, dear. Oh dear, well, this could be very confusing. Oh dear. Well, whatever. But yeah, Echo is next. Then there's Deadpool 3, which is in summer. And then there's no MCU films until 2025. They're pushing them all back and trying to... They're circling in and refocusing. Apparently they did a test screening of Captain America 4 and people did not like it. So they're reshooting like 3 big fight scenes. Yeah. Yikes. Big yikes. But we have got 3 of the Sony Marvel movies next year.
Oh, dude.
We got Madame Web in February.
Yeah.
Kraven in, I don't even know, April or June or something. And then Venom 3 in November.
Wow.
And we'll do special episodes on all 3.
Oh, no.
Madame Web looks like it could be interesting.
I don't know.
I'm a bit of a Sony Marvel enjoyer. I don't love them like the MCU, but I go into them like they're cheesy superhero films and I have fun with them.
Morbius is good.
Yeah. I like Morbius. I'm never not gonna. Sorry. And the Venom movies, I watched both of them again recently.
Yeah.
They're not amazing, but Tom Hardy carries them, and for me,
yeah.
That's enough.
Wow.
That's enough.
Wow. Oh man.
It's hard to make me not like something. I forgot, what if season 2's out like in a month?
What if it doesn't drop?
What if I don't care? they're releasing it starting, I think it's December 23rd, and then it's every day for like 9 days.
Yeah, right.
I read the episode descriptions. They just don't sound interesting to me. I wasn't a big fan of the first season. There were strong episodes like the Doctor Strange one.
Yeah, that was...
But
that was
the finale, man. Slop.
It.
Slop. Party Thor, I've never seen a worse thing in Marvel than Party Thor episode. Captain Marvel was in it, but it wasn't even Brie Larson. I was like,
I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully the next year Marvel can get it together.
It's time, Chris. We've got to wrap it up. We've got 50 seconds.
Oh.
Thank you all for listening to special episode 10 where we talk about the Marvels. Good to chat to you about my fave, Crispy. Appreciate it.
That's all right. Thanks for getting us in, man.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Oh, and thank you again to Liverpool Live for letting us host this. Rod and Andy, appreciate you both. But until next time, we will see you all very soon with whatever episode. I don't know what episode it'll be when this comes out publicly, so whatever. Patrons, hope you enjoyed it. Public people, hope you enjoyed it. Love you all equally. Until next time, it's goodbye for Crispy.
Bye.
It's goodbye from me. Goodbye. And we'll see you all next time. You know what I'm going to say here to finish this off? I'm going to say it and you're going to say it after me. Ready?
Yep.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
Higher, faster, Alonzi, baby.
Hate you. Bye.